assassination attempt against Iraq's prime minister at his residence on Sunday has raised tensions following last month's parliamentary elections, where the Iran-backed militias were the biggest losers. Helicopters circled in the Baghdad skies throughout the day, while troops and patrols were reinforced on the streets and near the capital's fortified green zone, where the overnight attack occurred. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi appeared in a televised speech soon after the attack, which was carried out on his residence by armed drones. The prime minister only suffered a cut, but seven of his security guards were wounded in the attack, according to two Iraqi officials. In his speech, al-Kadhimi called for calm dialogue. He called the attacks cowardly. He said such attacks don't build a future. Later Sunday, he met with the Iraqi president and held meetings of his cabinet and security team. There was no claim of responsibility, but suspicion immediately fell on Iran-backed militias. They have been blamed for previous attacks on buildings in the Green Zone. The White House said Sunday it's confident the courts will eventually approve President Joe Biden's mandate that U.S. businesses with 100 workers or more insist their workers either be vaccinated against the coronavirus or be frequently tested, despite an initial court ruling halting the vaccination requirement. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain told NBC's Meet the Press Sunday that he's confident that the validity of the requirement will be upheld when the matter is fully adjudicated and not just a temporary order. The order affects 84 million private sector workers and is set to take effect